he's one of the great exemplars of what the Worcester Movement is all about. He would ultimately come to Berlin, where he was appointed the successor to Rav David Tzvi Hoffman. David Tzvi Hoffman was the successor to Rav Israel Hildesheimer. He was a great Gaon, the author of Shaul and Shuvah's Malamed Lahovil. And during his lifetime, Rav David Tzvi Hoffman appointed Rav Avraham Eliyahu Kaplan, a youngster, as the Rosh Yeshiva, the new Rosh Yeshiva of the Hildesheimer Rabbinical Seminary. And Rav David Tzvi Hoffman stopped saying shiurim and sat with the boys in the room together with them and listened to the shiurim of this young Rosh Yeshiva, then in his 20s, in his late 20s. And Rav Avraham Eliyahu Kaplan wrote several svarim, and unfortunately he died very young, but he managed to leave enough material to have several svarim published. They were, of course, published posthumously. One of them is called the Divrei Talmud, and one of them is called the Ikvos Hayira, and I'm reading from the Ikvos Hayira, from the writings of Rav Avraham Eliyahu Kaplan. Rav Avraham Eliyahu Kaplan was a poet, was a Gaon Adir. He wrote a parish on Shas, it's incredible. And he also wrote an autobiography when he was learning in the Slabodka Yeshiva. He kept a diary. Every night he would put in entries into his diary. And these entries, those that are preserved, are published in the Sefer called the Ikvos Hayira. I'm going to read one entry. It's dated Slabodka, Tov Reish Ayin Beis, Ches Kislev, the 8th day of Kislev, 1912, Slabodka. It's a short entry in his diary, but it says worlds. Bo telegrama bi Berlin ki Ovadia Lachman meit. He wrote in his diary that a telegram just came from Berlin to Slabodka Yeshiva. This is Knesset Yisrael Yeshiva. Ki Ovadia Lachman meit. Ovadia Lachman was a gvir, a millionaire, who lived in Berlin, who supported the Slabodka Yeshiva. He wasn't a Talmud Chacham, far, far from it. It's even doubtful whether he was an observant Jew. And he was one of those millionaires who supported the yeshiva. And a telegram came that this great supporter, the backbone, if you want, of the financial support of the yeshiva, had just died. Umachshavot matchilot litrakeim advar atidot ha-yeshiva. And he's writing his yeshiva bacher. He was born in 1890, so in 1912, he was 22 years old. This Yeshivacha writes, thoughts started entering his mind. What's going to be? This great Kavir died. What future does Slobodka have? Alai aseta habesurar roshem lo barur ach ma'atziv. When the news reached me, it left an impression on me, a sad impression on me. I wasn't sure exactly, he says, how one was supposed to react, but I certainly felt deeply saddened by the death of this supporter of the yeshiva. Ulam al chaverai lo raiti kol roshem va'af lo tsumat lev kolshu. But he noticed in the Beis Medrash that the other bachrim didn't take notice, left no impression. They kept learning as if nothing had happened. Now Rav Avraham Eliyahu Kaplan continues in his diary. Eini yodea keitzad tzarich nityaches lazeh. I don't know how a Jew is supposed to respond, or how the yeshiva bach is supposed to respond when a gevir, of course he never met this gevir, when a gevir dies. Aval b'chol ofen lo b'karirut yiteira kazo. But certainly not with the coldness that he noticed on the parts of the other bachur of the yeshiva. I think now you can understand why this was a favorite bachur. Not to see. He continues. This is just an entry in his diary. This is for no one to see. Lo kach osin leven hayadut asher chasach harbe harbe minafsho mimoodo avur haTorah. You don't treat a Jew who gave so much of himself and of his property for Torah. This is not how you treat such a Jew. Lo chach osim lo. This is not how you treat such a Jew. And that's the end of the entry. There you see what the Yeshiva of Slabodka was really all about.